Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? No, not a fan of peas. Nope. In any form, that's correct. Also, garbanzo beans, go fuck yourself. Unless that is, you've been pureed into a lovely hummus, in which case, I love you. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. So let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski for his tips corner for the start of the fall season. Cacao?
Kevin, it's fall, autumn, everyone's favorite season in Los Angeles, where I live. October typically gets into about 100, 101 typical high during the day. So you want to be wearing some autumn shorts and and autumn flip-flops. So if you don't have those in your repertoire, maybe try L.L. Bean or J. Jill. Or Chess King, or any of your local establishments. So the world is getting hotter and hotter, and autumn means less and less every year. So dress for hot.
Thank you, Cacao. And now say hey to Chris Alvarado. Headbutt Sensei, what other town would you happily move to, lock, stock, and barrel?
I just spent a week in Charleston,
yeah,
South Carolina. I don't know that I would move there immediately,
pretty.
But boy, is it cute.
It's beautiful.
Boy, is it cute. And the food. Yep. I'm not much of a food guy in general. I usually just drink cold brew and eat protein cookies and bars.
Plus, it helps that you can pass for white.
Plus, it helps that I can pass for a white. That's the thing about that place, right? Is that Woo! It's so quaint and cute and the colorful houses and you... But there's this kind of sense that just floods through the town of like, this was built in a bad way. You know what? So I'm going to pull out of that. I'm not going to move there after all. You know what? I don't know. Maybe Brentwood.
Brentwood is. That was the correct answer we were looking
nice.
For.
Nice there. Beautiful.
Hey, let's all cheer Atul Singh.
Atul!
Postcard Master General, what is your favorite font and why?
I prefer sans serif, anything sans serif. You know, the serifs are just getting, I feel like, a little bit too much credit to make it seem like you're doing some sort of calligraphy, and you don't need it. I like Arials, Tacomas, any of that stuff. I try not to do anything in Times New Roman, again, because it's default at times, and also because the serif.
Sure, of course. I'm a big fan of the Areola myself. Hey, there's James Heaney, long, tall Jimmy. Has your candy bar go-to changed since childhood?
I will never have a committed relationship with a candy bar. I need to change them often. But I'll tell you what I won't have is whatever that candy bar is that doesn't have chocolate, but it does have just nuts. I deal with nuts
payday.
My mouth. To payday. Payday. Yeah, I'm payday. Not going to have those. I need to have chocolate on it. You just get a Baby Ruth and it's fine.
That's right. That's those are all correct. Thank you for that. And last, but smell his feet as your only treat. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Stains for days. What's that on your pants?
It's a stain. And I'll tell you how I got it. So I have gotten big into garden grilling. It's where you dig up anything in the ground and you grill that. And so I was out there and I found what I can only describe as an eaten apple.
Sure.
Okay, it was just an eaten apple. And so I'm grilling it, and charcoal only. I'm not a gas boy. Let me make that statement. Yeah, I love it. I love the smell.
What do you soak the charcoals with? What's the juice to get them going?
Coca-Cola.
Sure.
And so you want to do sweet, sweet wood. Mm. So you get that wood really sweet, and you get it cooking. And it takes a minute, though. And it's going to burn. The smoke is going to be a different color than you're used to. So
sure,
just be mindful of that.
Charcoal wood color.
And it's the Coca-Cola, so it's a pitch
black
smoke.
Are we going to find out about this stain, or what's happening?
And you cook with charcoal and wood?
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from our listener emails or from our fabulous patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, okay, I'll tell you, how about a standalone bonus scene? Yeah. Got those new coming at you, or video of what's happening right now. That is exclusive. Highest level support, Alchemaniac. Of course, we're putting together a chance for you to sit in on the Zoom while we do this show.
Holy shit!
Exactly. Get the fuck out! If you'd like to send a If you'd like to join the Patreon, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemy. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast your email, our email, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon Alchemaniac, Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. Still here in Italy, enriching our stay by daydreaming about the Alchemy This crew. Just the best. Alchemy This crew, of course." Referring to the crew operating the second, the AT crew, of course, he's referring to the crew operating the second AT-AT to appear in the Star Wars film.
What?
Were you in? Get it, Chris?
I have no idea. AT-ATs.
The AT-AT.
Oh, AT-ATs. I get it.
They're called AT-ATs.
Chris will never get it.
Weren't you in that one, Kevin? Anywho, here is a short scene suggestion in just one word as requested by James, but despite him, I chose an adjective, oblique. Best regards from the sweltering heat and turquoise sea, Nick.
Two.
You all right, buddy?
Three. Yeah, I'm just getting these. Need me to spot you? Yeah, I'm good for now. Get it.
No,
you get it. I'm asking you to get it. Oh, did you hear that?
Wow.
Did you hear that?
That should not happen.
Oh my God, that was a clear
excuse
snap.
Me, bros. Are you? You're supposed to be spotting him. What happened? Oh.
I was spotting him.
Well, he was clearly saying, get it. And you just watched him.
Are you like the mayor of this gym? Why don't you back off and give me a minute?
I'm a fucking trainer, bro.
Okay. Like, All right.
Could you quiet down for a second? I'm trying to discipline this terrible spotter.
Yeah, I was just working my machine, and this guy started calling out like a banshee.
You weren't the dedicated spotter?
I was not the dedicated spotter, no.
Okay, well then I guess you know, this isn't your fault.
All right, so I've looked over your chart. Now look, you have snapped many parts of your body, which is bad. But you have two options, physical therapy or an experimental thing. So physical therapy will get you in 3-4 times a week. Just really move it slow, build nice and slowly, or
all right,
an experimental option. What's
the experimental option?
Are you recording anything by any chance?
Hold on. Yes, I am. Let me turn that off. Okay.
We have an experimental option, and that's where we combine the latest technology with the latest spirituality.
Well, what's the data on that? What's the return of favor? I don't know what the medical term is.
You got to see the guy. But I'm saying, in the small amount of people he's helped, it has been incredible. They have not only strengthened their muscles, but they've strengthened their religion.
This is like Doctor Strange. Have you seen that?
No, I'm not familiar.
Welcome. You're here to see the healer today.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
What is your name, please?
My name is Crab.
Say again.
Crab.
Sounds like you're saying crab.
Okay. So that.
Let me just check. I have a crab and a crab. Is there a last name?
Crab. Crab.
You're the noon?
Yes.
Okay. All right, have a seat. Fill out this form, if you would, please.
Okay. Well, this is like an old book.
yeah, that is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It'll take you like 30, 40 minutes to fill it out, man. I've been here since 9. They ain't even seen me yet.
Okay.
Jimmy Steve, like I said, it's a process, so.
I'm just making convo.
Be with you shortly.
I'm ready for Jimmy Steve. You could send him into my office.
Yes, healer.
Yeah, that's
Jimmy
me.
Steve, that's you. Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, good luck with that book. Whoa. Yeah. All right, let's do this, Doc. Do I call you Doc, or?
You can call me your lord, your dark lord. Just step inside my office.
Hey, you're not sick, are you? Because you got a sore throat right now?
Come inside. We'll fix you right up.
Whoa.
Close the door behind you.
All right. Well, we got a lot of sofas.
Yeah, pick any sofa and sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
I'm going to choose the one with the armrest over here. Man, they don't...
All right, good.
Yeah. I don't even know why they make sofas without armrests. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't either. It's insane. Now, we're going to strap your arm down to that piece of the furniture. All right? And this belt here will keep you tight in.
Are you a smoker, Doc? Man, your voice. I think you should
see. Yes, I'm ready for Crab.
Yes, here? That's me. Yes.
Yes, me? Yes. Please come into the room.
Okay. Do I leave the book? I'll bring the book with me, or?
Bring it with, leave it. It doesn't matter.
I'll bring it. It's got a lot of my personal info. I don't want
to just leave it. Fine, fine. So you've signed up for the spearmint treatment.
Yes, yes. Dr. Howitzer said that you were the best at what you do.
I am. So I'm going to rub your body in spearmint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is just Wrigley spearmint gum.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay, wow.
You're going to notice that you're getting a fine layer of chewing gum all over you.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to work your obliques. Okay, so there's some pain there. Don't hold back. Let it all out.
Ow! Snap! Ow! Oh, God, did you hear that? That was a clear snap.
Maybe it snapped back. No, it didn't. It didn't. It snapped out of place. Okay. I've run out of spearmint. I'm going to switch to Big Red. Okay? Big Red. It may burn a little bit.
The cinnamon? No, no.
Yes, it's going to burn.
A little bit.
Okay. I'm on your lats now. I think these are your lats.
It's okay. Right by the shoulder. Yes.
Okay, keep expressing all this. This is good. This is good.
Oh.
And we're going to try to snap.
Now, look, Crab, you know, we miss you here on the construction site. I'm just not sure you're ready to come back. I mean, physically, how you feeling?
Okay, I got to keep this about 4-inch layer of gum around my body for a while until I'm able to be free of it. That's when I'll know I'm healed.
It's going to be a problem. I mean, we're building a bridge here. You know what I mean?
I can totally help. I mean, I can work one of the rigs or I can help move the 2x4s or something.
Huh. I don't know, man. You're not convincing me. Give me a scale. Give me a pain scale situation. What are we dealing with here? 1 to 10. How are you feeling?
My whole body pain?
Yeah, your whole body pain.
9.5.
That's not good, Crab. That's not. You got to get some help. You got to get some real help.
I got real help.
All right. Look, I got a couple options for you. Now, of course, you got good insurance through us. So you can go see the guy you saw or you can get some pills. What do you think?
What was that second one?
So you can go ahead, claim, you know, file another claim to the insurance, go see the guy you saw, or you can get some pills.
What are the pills?
My cousin, he's got some.
Yeah, you Crab?
Yeah.
All right. You got the cash?
Yeah. It's just stuck to my hip. Do you see it?
Snap! Right.
Oh, God! Crap. Did you hear that snap?
Oh. Yeah, maybe it snapped back into place. You're not recording this, are you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Help me up. Help me up.
What?
Oh, God. Help me up. Please just pick me up. Pick me up.
All right, here. Give me your hand.
Oh, my God. Are you not going to help that man on the ground?
He's recording me. Ma'am, why don't you just mind your own business?
No, this is ridiculous. Like, you're a grown man. You should be able to help that gentleman up. He is laying on the ground.
Can you stop videotaping? Can you stop
it? I'm using my cell phone because you're acting like a monster.
Well, look who's back. Somebody opted for the quick fix rather than the 40 weeks of getting chewing gum applied to their body.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I had the mental or spiritual strength to continue. But I do. I do.
Well, you're here. You're here. That's good. What's your pain at?
What's the scale?
Well, whatever you like.
Giraffe.
Your pain is a giraffe? Oh, no.
God.
You should have called in earlier. I would have seen you if I had known it was giraffe.
Okay. I didn't want to bother.
All right. I only have double mint today. Is that all right?
Oh, God.
Snap!
Oh, did you scene hear one. That?
Scene one. Can't get poor a break. God. This guy, old broken bones Bob. Scene two comes from listener Jack, who wrote, I've listened to every episode at least once, and most of them many more times than that. I'll be brief. I force this podcast upon anyone I hold a favorable opinion of, and then try not to hold it against them when they don't like it. Kevin, if you read my suggestion, you would be making a grown man feel like he was a child on Christmas morning for like half a year, I bet. Scene suggestion. Zeus has herpes. Do the right thing, Jack Bentley from Kentucky!
Wow. That was an amazing first kiss.
Oh. Oh, you got something on your lip?
Oh. Is it you? That was gross. That was gross.
Wait, no. Is that cover up? What's underneath that?
Hold on, let me answer the question. What's underneath this is a boy, if I'm being honest.
It's a boy Yule. It looks like a boy Yule.
I'm a
oh
god.
Oh my god.
On the outside, Zeus. I'm tough. On the outside, I'm all the things I'm supposed to be, but on the inside, I'm just a broken boy who needs some love. Oh,
and that gives you an excuse to wear cover up and kiss.
What do you want from
you
me?
You should have told me, Zeus. You should have told me, okay?
How would that have gone, Lisa? Explain that conversation to me. How would that have gone?
Well, I would have had you put on one of these. Here, let me show you this. It's a lip condom. Have you never seen condom before?
What?
Zeus, I thought you were supposed to be like an omnipotent god.
Well, I give you a brief monologue about how I'm just a broken boy. So the broken boy may not have heard of a mouth condom. Look, is this going to continue? Do you want to continue this?
Of course I want to continue this, but you need to wear this on your mouth.
No, then maybe you need to have this on your lip straight up.
Zeus, it's 10 to you. So tell the guys again about that date the other night. This kills me.
Four.
Okay.
So she's looking good, right? And I mean, it's me. So it's like, of course, you know.
Sure.
And,
Poseidon, it's on you.
And so we start talking. Yeah. And then we start kissing.
Sure. And, that's the Zeus move.
Yeah. Okay, I fold.
Talk, kiss, boom.
I fold.
All right.
I fold. So...
Get back to the kissing. Yeah. So you're talking to her, you're kissing her.
And then I'm like, it's time for you to go, babe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That took a turn.
Yeah. And she was like, but I want to stay. You know, you're everything I wanted. And I said, look, deep inside here, you're going to find a stronger man than you do on the outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does Hera feel all about this?
Dude, fuck.
Are these Topo Chicos for everybody?
Zeus, it is I, your wife, Hera, goddess of fertility. Who is this, Lisa?
Hera, please, can I just finish my coffee? Then we will finish this conversation.
You have emails to Lisa. Who is this Lisa?
What do you...
Share an account, Zeus.
All right, what's your name again, Hera?
What is my name again? We rule Olympus together.
Hera, listen, if you're not happy, you should just leave him.
Yeah.
You're a goddess.
Forget him. Forget him. You are a goddess.
Sometimes I don't feel like a goddess.
Are you kidding me?
You're absolute.
You're so pretty, Aphrodite.
Have you passed the reflecting device recently? Because, good Lord, are you a goddess.
Are these Topo Chicos for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, you don't need to. If you're not happy, it doesn't matter that he thinks he's a god. Okay.
I'm not beautiful like you or smart like you, Athena, or athletic like you, Artemis.
Stop it.
Careful with the Topo Chico. They're intensely guarded.
But you shouldn't be treated like that. That's all we're saying. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to turn this Lisa into an armadillo. That's what I'm going to do.
This is not Lisa's fault.
Zeus, of course, I'll be able to manipulate any kind of email you need. I'm Wi-Fi Easties. I can help in any way with techniques, but I need the joint password with Hera.
I don't know that part.
Okay. Well, I have your password.
Great. Which is?
Really simple. Just Zeus and the E is a 3.
Yeah. Well, it's not simple. You spell my name with an E, so this is a 3. That would be weird.
Yeah. Right.
So you're just like a tech guy?
Kind of. I rule over all technology.
Because I could use emails. A friend right now also.
Oh, yes, Zeus, yes.
Wi-Fi Edis. I'm going to show you something real quick. You see this?
Yeah.
See those little bumps on my...
Yeah. Zeus, you're birthing a new child.
There's a new... I'm birthing a child.
This is good news.
It's good news. It's good news and it's bad news. The good news is I'm going to have a son and he's going to take over Olympus. The bad news is I can't tell anybody so everyone thinks it's herpes.
This
so
is prophecy foretold. Around. This is prophecy foretold.
Not tell me about it. I know. I know the whole thing. The god of man.
Will oh be my God. I was recording this. This Wait, was what? Going out. I was recording all
Don't
of this.
Don't hit send. Don't hit send. Whatever you
do. It automatically Don't. Goes. I can't control it. I hit send. Oh, my God. I hit send all contacts.
So, Zeus, you were live streaming your conversation with Wi-Fi Edis.
Yeah, I didn't know I was, but yeah, that's what happened. What of it?
And you don't remember that our shared password is our wedding date?
I don't know our wedding date. I barely remember your name.
Our wedding date, 4000 BC.
Look, Hafa, Hepa?
Hera.
Hera, did you hear the information that went out on that live stream?
Everyone heard it. All gods and all mortals.
So we're going to have a son.
Not my son. You've had hundreds and hundreds of sons that are not mine.
Yeah. Yes. So, we good, though? We good? Like,
we are not good.
What do you mean? You're my goddess.
Oh, I want to turn Lisa into something.
Leave her alone. Lisa's nothing to do with it. Oh, no.
Be you the mortal Lisa?
Oh, hi. Yeah. Can I help you?
Sorry to bother you at work. I am the goddess Hera, goddess of fertility, womanhood.
Excuse me. Do you have this in an extra large?
Yeah, they have an extra large. You're going to want to go to the back area.
It's Sorry, I didn't mean to cut corner. In. I just had to find
No, him. It's okay. In fact, maybe we should just... I'll walk with you. Let's just leave her behind. so this over here is the area for the
You cannot leave me behind, for I am everywhere.
Okay, this is the area.
Thank you.
Hera, I know who you are, obviously.
And totally I know obviously. Who you are.
How do you know me?
Because I've read your emails. What does he see in you? Make me see it.
I think he just wants somebody vulnerable, you know, like human.
I'm not vulnerable. Not like,
well, no. You're a goddess, Hera. Look at you.
I am.
I'm just.
Sometimes I just feel like
a target.
Hey, Lisa. We saw you talking to what we assume is just an old woman, and that really cut into your break time. So we're gonna have to dock the pay for it today. Yeah.
Oh, but I was still on the floor. She was a potential cust.
She wasn't buying anything. Okay, she came in with a bag of clams. I don't know what the hell that was about, but
it was a bag of clams.
It stung up the whole store, and that's gonna cut into.
Well, I can't tell somebody they're not allowed to bring clams in. There's no rules against outside food.
Excuse me, there is. Do you sell batteries?
Oh, yes. Come with me to the battery section. Let's go. So this is where you're going to find all of the batteries.
AA.
Oh, the time has come. Be born, my son. Be born of my lip.
What is this world? Are you Papa?
You're so smart immediately.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Papa.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your old man.
Oh, old man, where are we?
$10 to call. Hey, Apollo, you see Zeus's new son?
What the fuck, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. How do you feel about that, huh?
He's huge.
He's massive.
I don't mean...
Massive.
Less than a week old and...
Supposed to kill your dad.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, what am I going to do? It's...
Yeah.
It's written.
Yeah.
Wife Aedes, it is I, Hera.
Shit.
Do you have a minute?
Of course, yes. Yes, Apollo, you just want to turn it on and off again. That's okay, pretty much all you need to do.
Reboot.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yes, when I FaceTime, I get sound but no image. What am I doing?
You FaceTime, let me see. You get sound no image. Okay. Okay. Here's the problem right here. All right. Oh, there's just like a little clam on your camera. So if we just move that clam,
it's a clamra. Okay. It's supposed to be there.
Okay. Oh, it is. All right. All right. Well, let me see. Okay. You're not connected to the Wi-Fi. That's why.
Not connected to Wi-Fi. But,
hey, how do you feel about the Zeus's kid?
Well, it happens all the time. I mean, Athena sprang from his head and this new kid sprang from his lip, I guess.
Yeah.
But I got a job. I'm a greeter at Target now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations. That's great.
That's it's fantastic. Good. It gets me out of Olympus every now and then.
Isn't this better?
It's way better. How did you heal so fast, Zeus?
I don't know. Part of the god thing. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you. Why did you own mouth condoms?
What do you mean?
What kind of woman like owns mouth condoms?
I thought every woman wore mouth condoms. Okay, don't put this back on me now.
I'm
okay?
Just curious. I just want to know like, how many people have worn mouth condoms with you.
Like everybody. Like everybody but you. So you're the problem.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. And what's your question?
Zeus, you're the problem. Here's my question. Why is your wife visiting me at work?
Lisa, listen, if you're upset, you have a baby with them, you can have half of the whole world. The whole world, Olympus, half of everything. I'm telling you, you can take it all.
That's not the way it seems to be working. He thinks I'm a deadbeat mom.
No. We take this to court. Yeah. We take this to court in front of all the gods, and guess what you're going to get? A big, fat pay day. Which
you think
is a pretty
so?
Good candy bar.
I think I'm going to look like the bad guy in this.
No. Like, Lisa, that's my job. As your lawyer, as somebody who went to Yale Law School, I will make sure you look like a good guy. A good person.
He's not going to try to take half of my money because I'm the...
No.
I guess I'm the...
You're 100 grand. No one wants that. We can make so much more.
It's a lot less. Let's be completely honest. This is a personal relationship. You don't share these things, right? Because you're my lawyer.
Yeah, of course. And I'll talk about
I'm dead broke working at Target. I've got a bad case of herpes, and I usually wear a mouth condom. And I don't know. I've never had a child before. This is it. This is the first one.
And look at that child. That child is... It's going to be
massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
There's no way that's mine. He's huge.
No.
But he has a baby voice.
Yeah. That's weird. That's definitely a weird part. But just think how big this is. All right. Don't do a maternity test. That baby is yours.
You're not going to greet me, huh? I saw you greet the other two people.
Well, I know you. You're a god. I'm here to greet mortals.
Oh, you can't. Well, I'm here too. I'm here shopping for the deals. I need Clorox.
Look, Hades, you can manifest anything you want. Why are you just coming here in person to Target?
Well, I just said I need Clorox. Okay, sometimes I get stained.
All the Clorox in the world is not going to erase the stench of sulfur from the underworld.
Oh, well, here we go again. Is there a manager I can talk to?
Yes, hi. I'm manager.
Hey, how you doing?
Steve.
You're the manager? Steve, did you hire her?
Hi, welcome to Target. Take a clam.
I was involved in hiring all of the
girls. You were? All right, well, how about this? What if I told you,
sir,
I'm going to rip your soul out of your body
sir,
and
I'm
throw
need
you
to,
down into hell?
put a mask on before threatening me? Would you mind?
Oh, do I need to? Let me tell you what I think is real. All right. Yeah. Let me tell you what I think is real.
Let's just take this right out the door, though, before.
Oh, you gonna lock me out?
Just come with me. What is his deal?
I don't know, but that video is going viral.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Hi, welcome to Target. Take a clam.
And that's scene two. Woohoo! Scene three comes from some patron VIP Toivo, who wrote, "Hello, dear Alpha Chems. Thank you for the continuous and valiant efforts to bring your razor-sharp wits and deliciously dark humor to brighten our lives. I'll probably transform into an alchemaniac as soon as I get a promotion." Real quick, Toivo, who do we call to get you that promotion? You know what? Shoot me a number and a name, please. Back to his email. I'll probably tell him excuses, I know, but still, come on, get off my back, will you? Oh, he had a whole bit and I interrupted it. Fuck, Toby, I'm sorry. Anyway, another scene suggestion for you. On a long flight from New York to San Francisco, a virus that turns people into infuriating snobs spreads through the plane. Love you, especially Joey. You're one of my comedian idols.
Oh, thank you.
Toivo. Folks, this is a quick update from the cockpit. This is your pilot speaking, of course. We're just heading over the Rockies. Still planning on touching down in San Francisco.
Jeff.
With you, folks, Captain. In just a moment. Yes. Yes. What the fuck, dude? I'm on the goddamn
just
PA.
Just be yourself.
What do you mean? On the PA, like, be myself.
Yeah, you're like doing your impression of what you think captains should do. Just talk to the people.
It's called a captain voice. I don't know that it's an impression.
That's not a real thing. Just be you.
Okay. All right. You know what?
I love you. I like the you that's inside.
Ah, this is a bold step for me. You know that, Jim.
I think this is what it's going to take for you to level up.
Okay. So now, just right after just I got done talking.
Same. Just go ahead and tell them again in this and who you are.
Wow. God, I hope this works. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, it's your pilot. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here for you.
Didn't we just fucking hear this?
We did.
Didn't he? I'm sorry. Are you sleeping?
No.
Did you hear that first spiel?
Yeah.
He's doing it a fucking again.
He sounds different.
I like it.
You like it?
Feels better than the first one, but it's weird. Like, nobody reads it two times.
It just seems so casual. Do it
really casual.
Yeah. And I want my captains to be authoritative. And I'm sorry, he's Jim Johnson.
Oh, Luke Jared. Oh, that's a fake name. I'm not giving you my real name, okay? Period. I don't know you.
Are you an air marshal?
I'm not a celebrity.
Are you an air marshal?
I can't say anything about what I am or what I am not. But somebody that casual, that's a dangerous person behind the wheel.
You're an air marshal. Oh, my God. You're the gods of the sky.
Hey, excuse me. Flight attendant?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes.
Either one of you. I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
No, you go.
Do you have any? Go.
Give us 1 second, sir. Give us 1 second.
Oh, no. Sure. No problem.
You go. Go.
I'm tired anyway. Go.
I'm tired too. You go.
Okay. I did Tokyo 3 days ago, so you know that. So go.
Okay. I was in Brazil.
Okay. So just, you're the one.
So
you're
go.
The one. So go.
You go. Seriously.
Okay. So go.
Hey, you two can't congregate like this. All right. Now it looks weird. They're all three here.
But you're the air marshal.
That's not the air marshal.
What?
He's not the air marshal.
I'm super tired.
What are you?
I'm sorry. Let me just interrupt.
He's the air marshal. He's the air marshal.
Stop pointing it. Oh. I'm not an air marshal. I'm just
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
It's all right. Whatever I was going to say is not important.
No, please.
What do you need?
What do you need?
Do you need some oxygen?
Oh, now you want to help him?
And the grand story of this plane, my little story is so insignificant.
Please, we want to hear.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Do you
have the stage? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you have anything to eat. I'm just feeling a little lightheaded.
Jesus.
Okay.
Right. One of those.
If you're feeling okay. Here's what I recommend. If you're feeling lightheaded, you can pull down the mask from above you.
And what the hell? No, you cannot just rip down the oxygen mask.
It's always flowing.
What?
It's always flowing. I take big hits of that all the time.
What the? Do you want a sandwich? Would you like a sandwich?
Sure. Sure, I would.
I only have this really old tuna salad sandwich. Is that all right? What's going on?
Okay.
All right?
Look,
what's all right?
Is it wild caught tuna?
It's wild in a can.
Okay, I can't eat that, and I can't eat gluten.
Wait, everyone seems to be getting
tired. It's weird. I eat gluten all the time. Why am I saying this?
I don't know. Do you want to get that?
Somebody's at the door.
Yes. No, it's not the door. Yes. Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. This Cabernet. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
No.
It's. I mean, what vin? What year is
no.
it? Am I drinking?
Sir, you're the one who brought in the two overly stuffed bags that we had to check, and you made a big to-do about it. And now you want to know where the wine is from?
Yes. Those bags were perfectly normal. They've worked on other planes. I've flown business to Tokyo, to Brazil, all around the world, and those bags never have an issue.
Sorry, someone's tugging on me. Yes, how can I help you?
I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind about the gluten. I want a croque monsieur with Gruyere cheese. Okay?
What is going on? What?
Tower to flight AA420.
Yeah, Tower AA is your pilot. How can we do you?
Doing good. This is just a check-in call. We're getting a strange heat signature off your plane.
Oh, that's my career.
Okay, it's probably nothing then.
Yep, I'm sure it's nothing. What's it all look right. like on your end?
Looking out a big window, see planes moving around. That's about it, high up.
Oh, that's super cool.
All right, tower
nice
out.
Nice chatting. Love to Gladys.
Okay, hand me the champagne. I need three champagnes and three flutes. Everyone's binging. Everyone's dinging. Everyone wants everything now. Give me.
Oh, so now you want to work. Now it's go time. What is this? What is you were just tired about Tokyo? Like,
do you not hear? Do you not hear all the dings going off? Listen.
Oh my God! Excuse me, my in-flight entertainment does not include the Criterion Channel.
Sir, we never did. We just have Spider-Man. That's it. Just Spider-Man.
Only Spider-Man.
I want to watch Kurosawa.
Yes. How can I help you? Yes. How can I help you? How can I help you?
Do you have any cheese?
Yeah, that's supposed to be some sort of paella available with my pate.
Pardon me. Peanut butter, the duck,
and wait, hold on. Okay, stop. Captain.
Yeah, Captain. What is it?
What's up?
No, you go back to sleep. You go to sleep. You sleep.
You're good.
Something is going on.
Oh, among the passengers?
Among the passengers, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So all they right. all came in.
Because you had some family stuff last week, and I was wondering if it was maybe that's
you.
Come up again.
Thank you.
No, is everyone actually, okay?
Yeah, because you know what? It's boundaries. You set boundaries.
It is. It is place. Always about
but listen,
boundaries.
Captain, sure, everyone sure, entered this plane the way they always do. Shitty, underdressed, right.
yeah, horrible
snorty
people.
And sneezy. Right. Mm-hmm. And now they want fine cheeses and they want Criterion Collection. I don't know what's going on.
Upper crustacean. This sounds like upper crustacean.
What does that mean?
Let me make a common announcement, see if I can settle everybody down. We should
Are you
be,
gonna do it as yourself or as the captain voice?
You know what? I'm gonna try as myself. Yeah,
good.
It's something
good for
new.
You.
No, I'm very good. Excited. We're gonna be touched down at
Do you need to do anything? That flight attendant just broke into the.
Listen, if there was an air marshal on the flight, the air marshal would act when the air marshal saw a reason to.
But that okay? seems something's happened. Jim, my name's Jim again. Jim Johnson.
Listen, I'm not going to give you my name. We're just seat partners. It's not going to happen.
Henry, listen, I need you to get up there.
I don't know this flight attendant. Is this name? Yes. I don't know this flight attendant.
Henry Truder.
Henry Truder. Okay. Oh, Henry, random. Listen to me. She guessed it. Okay.
No, I didn't. Yeah. You're the air marshal on this flight. Henry, I need to get.
My name is Jim Johnson. What do you need?
Look, there's something happening. I don't know what, but everyone here is just getting fancy smanchier, and they just don't like anything that I'm offering or doing. I don't know what it is. And this is the strangest thing. I think people's clothes are changing, but it's their skin.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, I have this fedora when I came in here?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a hat fedora. It's just it's hey, hair. Folks,
this is your pilot speaking. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. We're going to be touching down in 17 minutes. And, man, oh, man, am I just thrilled to have spent this time with you all. And our flight attendants, of course, have done all they could to make this a wonderful flight for you as well. If you have any suggestions, we just put together a suggestion
box. Mention the upper crustacean thing.
And I just want to say, I feel you. Any of you out there that are feeling slightly different than you did when you boarded the plane, we have a phenomenon that pops up every now and then called upper crustacean. And if you're feeling a little hoity and or toity, don't you worry your little heads about it. It will all settle once you get off the flight. And if you have any more questions, keep them to yourself, fuckos. That's all.
Oh, my God. That's not that at felt all good. What it is. Really if it was upper crustaceous, nice. Then we would be fine. All right? But this is clearly, I'm vaccinated against snobulosis, and this is snobulosis we're dealing with. And if we get off this plane down there on the tarmac, everybody's going to catch snobulosis.
You're a plumber, Teddy. All right? You don't know anything about science.
It's Henry.
I don't want to get off the plane in Los Angeles. It's a cultural wasteland.
Okay, I got to get into the cockpit. Bing! Where's that flight attendant?
Yes, hi. How can I help you?
You got to get me into the cockpit right now. It's an emergency. I'm the air marshal.
I know. Okay. So why are you asking me? You have like way more status than I do.
Yeah, but I can't get through the door.
What do you... that's only up to me? You're telling me if I don't let you in the door, the air marshal can't go in the door?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So I'm like, I have the power, kind of.
Not really. I mean, well, I could...
I guess I have the power.
Huh. Well, calm down. You're experiencing the power. The symptoms. You're symptomatic of being snobulosis, okay?
I need you
to calm down.
I would like a finer material...
Oh, my God.
Finer material.
What thread count?
I don't know. What's the highest? And if I can keep you out of the cockpit, then maybe I can keep you in check. So why don't you have a seat? Why don't you give me this gun? Oh, this is nice.
You can't just take that from my pocket.
And I'll walk around I need to have a conversation anyway. Hey, Tina?
Yeah?
How are you feeling? What the fuck?
What the fuck? You have a gun just waving around. Calm down.
I'm calm. I'm so calm.
Tina,
can you get me something?
She's got my gun. Okay.
Henry, I know. What are we going to do, Henry? You got to do something. You're the air marshal.
She's swinging it, and it's too dangerous the way she's
spinning. Did you know
it in your
can't
hands.
Go into the cockpit without us? Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Weird.
All right, Tina, you got to open the cockpit door so I can get in there.
Okay.
Not so fast. Click, click. Not so fast.
Careful with the clicking.
She just dropped the magazine. She just unloaded the magazine from the gun.
Okay. Oh, shit.
And I'll just take that gun and snap. There we go. All right.
Wait, what's now going on?
You're in big trouble, Missy.
Nope.
All right.
Tina, no, I'm not.
Open the door.
No, don't.
Okay. One, two, three,
four. What are you counting to?
No, it's a password.
Oh, that's the password for the door? Okay. Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 boop. Captain.
Hey, what's going on? You're Air Marshal Henry, right?
Oh, just go back
to
sleep.
We got this. Kenny, go back to sleep.
We can't land. We can't land in Los Angeles. What are you talking about?
Why not?
I don't know where your experience with healthcare comes from, but this is an upper crustaceous here. Okay? There's no way. That would be symptomatic. It would go away in a couple hours.
What is your suggestion?
We can't. We got to take this plane, and we got to land it in the ocean somewhere.
Okay, that's not happening.
It's gotta happen.
Yeah. Hey, 420. This is. Can you repeat what you want to do?
Yeah. We looks like we're requesting a water landing.
Hold on, just a second.
The old Sully.
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear? This one's AA 420. All right. Sorry about that. AA 420. That is a no on a pulling a Sully. Go ahead and land it at LAX.
How about a Scully? Can we do a Scully, a water landing?
Hold on. Let me just check with my manager.
Thank you.
They're asking to do a Scully.
Like a Vin Scully?
I don't know. Let me check with the pilot.
Excuse me, flight attendant.
Yes.
I would like that that cold tuna sandwich.
So would I.
You want to share it?
Well, maybe. What do you do for a living?
I'm a plumber. I'm a simple guy. Again, my story's not that important. I had a fedora for a while, but it's gone now.
Oh, wow. Now that you mention it, I was feeling a little odd earlier myself, but I'm feeling better. Boom, boom. You said sandwich. Give me one sec. Yes. Hi.
I'm trying to watch Spider-Man again, and it's stopped up. So I was getting really upset about it.
Okay, I'm gonna turn off the system and turn it back on, and you should have that.
Is it on and then off? Sweet.
Yeah.
Flight AA-420, this is Tower. Flight AA-420, come in. This Tower, is Tower.
Take it easy.
We just haven't noticed that all the power is shut off from the plane. What is going on?
Yeah, the power is fine. Wait. Jesus, you're right. Somebody turn the shit off. What's going on?
You're going to have to land it somewhere
Kenny,
safe.
Wake up. Kenny, wake up. Apparently the power is off. Can you restart?
Yeah.
All right. Kenny's going to restart Tower. It's all going to be fine.
You got Kenny? Oh, I'll forget. Okay, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I love you.
Nope. You too? Okay, that was weird. Kenny, how's that restart going?
I did it.
Okay, cool.
And in other news today, flight AA-420 has disappeared. We have the list of people that were on that flight.
Don't get distracted because I'm in your ear. Don't get distracted. Keep reading. I'm just
mothers,
in your so fathers. Just look at the screen. Don't look down. Look at the teleprompter.
Professionals.
That's all.
Why isn't he reading the prompter?
I don't know.
Professionals.
He should just be
loved talking. Ones.
Don't get distracted that I'm in your ear.
He said he had the list of names. He's just rattling off like
relationships. Just say the names. Doctors.
He's
plumbers.
Just saying relationships and jobs.
I know.
Human beings, citizens of the world. Gone. They've just disappeared.
Stick to the prompter. Don't get distracted that I'm in your ear.
Search and rescue teams are.
And the Emmy for best news caster giving horrible, horrible news goes to. Stephen Blindle.
You got it. Dang. Stephen Blind. Maybe is next year for me.
Is Steven here?
Yeah. I'm coming.
Oh, well, there you are.
I got a little speech here. thanks. Thanks, everybody. And I just wanted to say no one wanted to see that kid get hit by a baseball. No one wanted that. But I was coming off some dental work that I'd done with my doctor, the Dark Lord, and it was just hard to come out and speak very clearly. I should have taken the day off. Won't lie to you. Shouldn't
Wait, hold on. Hold on. This is bullshit. You're telling me that a broadcast about a kid getting hit with a baseball was more important to you than the flight AA-420 going missing? Huh? That's bullshit.
We voted on it, and that's... Yeah.
What did you vote?
Should he Kurt, be on stage right
calm
now?
Down. Kurt, calm down, okay?
No, this don't is... fucking Kurt me, dude. We're not Kurt, friends right now. We're not at the bar.
Commercial or something.
Wait, who are you? What, do you have a gun or something? What do you want?
Kurt, come on. I'm a security, okay?
He's a stage marshal, all right?
Stage marshal.
Oh, stage marshal, okay.
And for the record, Kurt, they found that plane a few days later, so it wasn't that big a news.
Wait, okay, I just didn't know that part.
They did a power cycle. You didn't know that part? They did a power cycle. You didn't know that, Kurt.
Well, I started drinking heavily after that broadcast. I was sad.
Well, they found the plane. Yeah, I was on that flight.
You were on that flight?
Oh, my God. You don't recognize me?
That's Luke As Jared.
That's our That's show my- for today. Woo-hoo-hoo! Let's thank all of our alchemists and their ridiculousness, starting with Atul Singh. Atul, thank you so much.
Oh, this is great. Thanks for having me. It's always great to see everybody's faces and hear everybody's lovely voices.
Where can folks find you here and there and everywhere?
On Instagram at Atul Time and YouTube at Atul Time. Anywhere you want, Atul Time.
All right. Fair enough. Chris Alvaratz.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Love you, buddy.
Fun to be back.
Comedy
Love you. Atul, it's nice. Yes, Comedy Fix. Check that out. Atul, it's nice to see you, man. Nice to play with you. I'm curious, what do you think that character did for a living, the Jim Johnson in the flight?
Sales. You know, it's like a manager, maybe like an Accenture. Not like when you're doing the actual projects, but when you get to where you can get clientele. So you go and manage projects, but yeah. Accenture, PwC. I could go on.
I know you could. Thank you. Thank you for answering that.
Craig Kakao, thank you so much, buddy.
My pleasure. That was so much fun. Yeah, just Google Kakowski and see what happens. Like the odds of getting me are pretty. You might get my sister and my wife, but there's not that many of us.
All right, fair. And thanks for sharing, James Heaney.
Thanks for tuning in. Go ahead and check me out on Twitch at Gamefront. And there's been a lot of live streams lately, so you can probably find one.
Fair enough. And Joey.
You know it. You know it. You know it. I'm on Instagram. Okay, and God bless Jim.
Let's thank also you. Thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you we love you and care very much that you are safe and healthy. So be kind to each other. It helps ever so much. Until next time.
Alchemy.